Hello, everyone. Today we're going to talk about a couple of things that are really intricately linked. And so they're going to be anger and depression. Anger and depression, or as we call it, emotion regulation or dysregulation. These two are coupled together. And I'm wondering if you're asking how so. Well, they're coupled together. They're linked because of what they do with each other. So if you have mild depression, which means it's probably situational, something's you're going through, something's happening on your job, in your home, maybe with your kids, maybe with a best friend or something like that. It can be very taxing on the body and on the mind. And so just dealing with that, or let me just say not dealing with it, will cause you to experience a low mood, right? A low mood. Maybe you don't want to get out of bed. Maybe you sleep too much. Or maybe you don't sleep enough, right? The human body, we should, as an adult, we should get at least 8 hours of sleep a day. 8 to 10. When you're a kid, adolescence or younger, you need 10 hours of sleep a day, every day. And if you're not getting that, then you are susceptible to having anger and depression. Facts. If you are under stress, which means you'll have increased cortisol and production in your brain, stress will cause you to lose sleep. It will cause you to experience high anxiety, at the very least, moderate anxiety. And those will cause you to have anger, absolutely, and depression. So you see, all these things are linked together, right? And so when you are dealing with life, make sure that you're dealing with things as they come up. And self-care is a huge piece of that. If you're not taking care of yourself, which means maybe you take yourself out, or if you're married, you'd both go out. Whatever you like to do more of that. Not too much, but more than you already are. So that means putting it into your day. If you read your Bible, read more Bible, right? Spend at least 30 minutes a day, reading your scriptures. And maybe you listen to gospel music or whatever it is. Give yourself that space, okay? Because that's going to cause you to not just have joy in your heart, but it's going to balance out all of these negative things that you might be dealing with from day to day, right? Maybe uncertainties, right? You're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow and all that. Well, that creates big time anxiety in your body and in your mind, which causes you not to have sleep, which causes you to have mood disturbance. So you're angry, you're acting all weird, funny, argumentative, that kind of stuff. So be careful. Take care of yourself. Let me use the word love yourself, agape yourself, right? Unconditional love. For you, because if you can't take care of you, you can't take care of anybody else. Okay? So do that. If you want a session with me, you can have a session with me. I work pretty much 6 days a week. I'm off on Sundays, except for in very special cases. I do individual appointments, I do group appointments. I also do sessions regarding, Biblically based counseling, I do that. And I do couples therapy. I do all kinds of counseling, addiction counseling and the like. If you have an anxiety or depression, I do that. If you work or needing to work through some issues, whatever they are, give me a call. I'll work with you on your payment plan. Don't worry about that. I've got a sliding scale fee that'll fit every household budget. And so we can work with you, right? I'm self-pay. I don't take insurance. I have flexible hours also. And so give me a call. Give me a call. My number is 409-761-0076. If you want a session with me, I'd be glad to definitely schedule you. And you can also send me an email at Christopher Times, that's CHRISTOPHER, the number 2 at gmail.com. And you could do that. If you call me on the phone, just leave a message. I'll get back with you. Okay. Leave a detailed message. I'll get back with you. And so God bless you. God keep you. God's face shine upon you. Take care. Have a good day.